Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is December 25th, and my name is Fallon Farley. As we continue in our Advent devotional guide, I'll be reading from John 14, and after I read the passage, I'm going to read the devotional for you. Today's devotion is titled, A Promise of Divine Indwelling. John 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You hear me say, I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now because it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. John 14 is part of Jesus' farewell discourse right before his passion narrative. Within that discourse, Jesus washes his disciples' feet and then further instructs them as his followers. One of the most profound statements Jesus makes in this passage is that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Here, he is not simply claiming that he can show the way or explain the truth or give life. Rather, his very being is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is not just the deliverer of these things, he is the provider, the very source of these things. The statement is the same as God saying to Moses, I am who I am, in Exodus 3:14. Jesus is explaining to his disciples that he's the Son of God, And because he is the Son of God, he is the only way to God, the only way to be forever present with God. In this passage, we also see Jesus promise to send another helper to be with his followers. This is a promise of eternal divine presence. The Holy Spirit, God's own Spirit, will indwell in believers, functioning as Jesus' emissary in his physical absence. He will teach us, guide us, intercede for us, and bring us into unending holy community with the triune God. The Holy Spirit is a gift of love and grace. God never intended for us to be outside of his presence, and his Spirit allows us to never be without him. Jesus knew this, which is why he later tells his disciples, "It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." This is in John 16:7. Jesus knew he was going to return to the Father. No longer would he be in the world, physically present with his people. And therefore, he promises to send us God's presence to live within us, uniting us with God in a deeper and more powerful way. As believers, we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's very presence is living and active inside us. Never do we have to go without God's comfort, peace, and strength and guidance, and it is all because of Jesus' willingness to enter into this world and suffer on our behalf. Jesus alone grants us eternal unity with God. He is the promised Savior, the way, the truth, and the life. My prayer for us is that as we celebrate Christmas today, we will remember Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit, and the reality of God's presence will become more and more real to us so that we will seek to encounter him more than anything else. Pray with me, please. Father, I thank you that you are a God who is not distant and uninvolved in our lives, Lord, but that you desire to be with us so badly that you sent your Son down to take on flesh many years ago, Lord, to enter into this world as a child so that we can one day be in relationship with you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Father, and that through him, he is the source of the way, the truth, and life. Lord, I thank you that we are able to live in that reality, Lord, and that we are no longer without your presence, God. I thank you for Jesus, Lord, and I just pray that you will bless our congregation on this Christmas day. May it be filled with joy, hope, and praise for who you are, and for your Son, and for your Spirit. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen.